Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today. We're talking about the shredding of a nation with the question, is it too late to save America? We're looking at just briefly recapping in kind of thumbnail sketch of what Biden has done in 3 years in office to shred America, to shred the Constitution, to disavow the moral, ethical values that we have held for 246 years as a nation, to basically deny the existence of our Bill of Rights. Joe Biden has said at least 8 times publicly that there's nothing absolute about the Bill of Rights, with the mindset that we can modify them, modulate them, change them, eviscerate them, or simply cancel them at will. And so far, with over 100 executive orders, he's done exactly that. And right now we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, just the key elements, key points that I see that he has done that I call the shredding of America that he's done in 3-year period of time. Morals and ethics and values are destroyed today under the policies of the Biden administration, with the LGBTQ agenda, the transgenderism, the absolute botchery, debauching of young Americans' bodies, mutilating the bodies in relationship to what's called transgenderism. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is not because Biden is concerned about our health. It's because Joe Biden is the puppet for the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that's leading to the destruction of America, the demoralization and the destruction of our nation, weakening of our nation, so that we'd simply become one of many nations, as Barack Hussein Obama said that America ought not to be a super nature. It ought not to be a superpower nation. It should be no stronger, no larger, no bigger, no, if you want to use bad English, no badder than any other nation. And that's what we see taking place today. It's reducing the standards. It's reducing the strength. One of the major areas that we were just talking about before the news was in the area of the morals and ethics and the values. 11-year-old boy confronts the school board by reading aloud from smut he found in his middle school library. He checked out Nick and Charlie to show his dad. The librarian asked if he wanted more, and if you wanted more graphic novels, it's available, he was told, in relationship to the garbage that he had checked out. Knox said that he found the book on display, on a full open display stand in his school's library. The young lad's name is Knox, K-N-O-X, and he goes on to say here, still at a tender age, he is in he even mispronounced library without the final R, read as brief, scandal-drenched passage from Nick and Charlie to the school board. The passage contained graphic blow-by-blow description of a sexual encounter between two boys. The passage also contained pornography. As he read the material, his father stood there beside him in doing so. His father said to the school board, "Listen, parents," tapping a copy of the Gender Queer on the lectern for emphasis, "I will be more than happy to focus my time and my efforts in the security of my child and my children in this school." Quote, the parents are here right now, and they're speaking, and you need to listen to do something about it quickly. He concluded, noting that it should take should not take four months to remove the book from the middle school library. The stone-cold indifference of school board members, 11-year-old son, presentation was telling. In effect, they have enshrined a new state religion in the main classrooms in defiance of the First Amendment, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's happening across America today. That's taking place more than you would understand or believe, and it's as a result of the policy that has been put in place by the Biden administration and the Biden family cabal. Here's an article that says, and this tells you something. Tells you something here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read this title, then we'll take our next caller. Politicians' new stunner. We want to abort all kids with any defects, end quote. A notable Massachusetts Democrat is under fire after arguing that abortion should be legal so that all preborn babies with disabilities can be aborted, because otherwise there'll be a drain on the local school system, end quote. The article reads further, but I'll state this. We will watch across America as we've already started the pendulum to swing, where there's the mindset, if there's a defect in the baby in the womb of the mother, then let's kill that baby at any stage. It's already bad enough where you can murder a baby right up to delivery. But this will end up, ladies and gentlemen, or be carried forward to the point where once we're seniors, then the senior is costing the state money for medical care. Therefore, we need to eliminate them. That's what the governor in the state of New York did by placing the COVID patients in the nursing homes and killed thousands upon thousands of nursing home patients, because it was reducing the cost of Medicare and Medicaid for the state of New York. It was purposeful. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
I was shocked. I was listening while I was waiting on you to take my call, and you brought that up about the school board is going to abort any defect babies. What about if we just euthanize any school board member that's a liberal? Wouldn't that be a better idea?
That'd resolve the problem, wouldn't it?
It would. But Dr. Youngblood, your question today, you know, is about, is America, can you save it? Is it too far gone? And Dr. Enver, when I look around and I see how many people are rabid liberals, how many people that you just could not convince them that Joe Biden is a poor choice, I think it's already tipped. I think it's already flipped, that it's too far gone. I just look at it. And Dr. Embro, wouldn't you really say the Democratic Party would sell the communists the rope to hang America with?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Democratic Party has become the rope in the hands of the socialist, Marxist, communist charade that is taking place in America today. We have the Communist Party that's operating within America. We have the Chinese Communist Party that controls our higher education and the professors in our higher educational institutions today. We have just discovered in recent months that the Chinese Communist Party has Chinese police law enforcement agencies and offices spread throughout America. We've already discovered in the past year that most of the professors in America are under the sway of the Communist Party, because the Communist Party giving so much, hundreds of millions of dollars, to the Ivy League schools in America. And they're teaching that communism, and that America's bad, that wicked, America's wicked, and that America's racist. It's, all of that's coming out of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one other factor, Dr. Youngblood, that makes my mind up is this broadcast. The listeners are hearing the absolute, unadulterated truth. And they'll listen to CNN, to that spew, but yet this is the truth. But yet they don't really support this. If money was pouring in, if you weren't having to take your own personal money and put in this broadcast, I would say, yes, there is hope for America, that they won't to see things turn around. But the fact that they ignore the truth and won't support the truth, it tells me that it's already tipped. That, you know, we've always lived thinking the rapture's way off, or bad times aren't going to come in our lifetime. But, Dr. Youngblood, I'm afraid that's over. I'm afraid that now the story, you're going to watch it get worse and worse and worse. That you're going to see Taiwan invaded. You're going to see Biden do nothing. And I just think that that the days of hope are gone. I think there's still plenty of the majority of people think Joe Biden is going to save America. Nothing's going to bad happen as long as old Uncle Joe's in there. And that's just not the truth. I'm sorry to say, Dr. Youngblood, it's just not the truth.
You're exactly right, Tom. And let me say this to our listeners. There is a need for our listeners to support and undergird this broadcast ministry. It's not a matter of giving philosophical rhetoric or denominational dogma or political beliefs. It's a matter of taking a good, hard look at what is happening locally, state, and nationally, and viewing it through the prism of the Word of God. And based on what we see happening, what should we do? As Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? Based on what we're seeing, based on what we know, based on where we see it going, we need to be informed, we need to be well informed, and we need to then take a positive attitude that God's in control, there is hope in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But when it comes to America, there's nothing in the Word of God that says we're going to exist in the last of the last days. And I believe we're on the fast track for seeing America being absolutely eviscerated, destroyed, and going by the board, historically speaking. It may not be in my lifetime, but I believe it's on the fast track for that. And so the support of this ministry, air ministry, broadcast ministry, is vital, I believe, for our city, our state, and we broadcast for a whole swath of the North Florida area and the South Georgia area. And so it's my prayer that listeners will be, how would you say, motivated to do something that this ministry can not only be sustained, but can be broadened in breadth and depth for future years, and it's being carried out. But Tom, you're exactly right. I believe we're watching the demise of what we've called Old Glory for so many years now.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it does say, you know, Israel's invaded. Well, who would think right now that Israel one day would be invaded? But Scripture tells us there'll be a coalition of nations with Russia. It will be. And like you say, it's America's not mentioned in Bible prophecy.
That's right.
So I just implore that the listeners support this. You know, as long as I have breath and have money, I'll continue to support it.
Well, I just simply say this. May your tribe increase. Thank you so much for your call, for your words of wisdom and encouragement for the broadcast ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, plan would let kids seek euthanasia without parental, without telling the parents. Assisted suicide and euthanasia have become rapidly accepted under the government's idea. This is coming out of Canada, but it melds over into America, under what they call the Medical Aid in Dying Program, MAID. But there are still efforts to expand it further. A new government report said MAID was recently presented to Parliament, urging the inclusion of all minors in the eligibility for physician-assisted death without even notifying the parents. And it goes on to say that even those that are under 18 years of age have the ability to make a decision whether they want to live or die, and they should be put to death if they want to die. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going in America. That's where we're going as a society. And the question is, shredding of a nation, and is it too late to save America? Here's another article that says, Santa Monica, Malibu School District to discuss bylaws changes in order to hide the gender change information from parents. Open girls sports to boys. This article dated the 27th of February. the Health and Safety District Advisory Committee is meeting to discuss a bylaw change that would allow Santa Monica Malibu School District schools to, number one, hide students' gender change information from their parents. Two, reassign bathrooms and lockers to have access based on gender identity, not on birth gender. Number three, open up girls' athletic competition to females that identify as males. Number four, make it possible for females identifying as male students to be chaperones, to be alone with girls on overnight trips and camps, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we would have not heard of that. We would have not thought of that. We would have not dreamed that possible in yesteryear's America prior to the Joe Biden coming on the scene with his immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical mindset of how we're going to fundamentally change America, destroying the morals, ethics, and the values, and the fundamental foundation. And again, I remind you, Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I remind you of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, where we're admonished to pray for all of our leaders so that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, shredding of a nation. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you think it's too late? Do you think America's shredding of America is too far gone? Do you think America can be salvaged? What is your thoughts about that? What do you see taking place that you think is causing the demise of America? The Biden policy of pushing the transgenderism at taxpayers' expense today across the nation. We have lost all sense of biblical truth and biblical morals and ethics. And I believe as you look at the text and the scripture, you understand that what we're doing is totally antithetical to anything that's called true America based on the fundamental foundation that our founding fathers gave us. Under the Biden policy, ladies and gentlemen, we've destroyed the morals, the ethics, and the strength of our once great, strong military defense. This is why China, listen carefully. Our last caller touched on this in a way. This is the reason that China, Russia, North Korea, Syria, Iran, and other enemies of America are now challenging America as a nation. I'm looking at an article headline that's frightening. Constitutional expert warns the dark Biden rises. The dark Biden rises. And the major focus of the article is about Hunter Biden and the laptop and what he's doing and what is the modus operandi behind it. Listen carefully. The article says, constitutional expert George Washington University Jonathan Turley, who's testified before Congress multiple times, cited the newest effort as the dark Biden, D-A-R-K, dark, B-I-D-E-N, Biden. Hunter Biden's handlers are reinventing Hunter in a more cohabitive manner. He is an edgy and aggressive antagonist, ready to fight fire with fire against all Republicans. A team has been assembled, reportedly, to attack all potential witnesses and critics. With a possible criminal indictment and congregational investigation looming, Hunter, the businessman, a recovering addict or victim, will not do, Turley said, explained. In response, Turley explained, Hunter appears to have acquired lawyers by the gross, including former Clinton counsel Abby Lowell. Lowell recently sent out a letter that caused a stir by not only seemingly confirming the authenticity of the laptop, but threatening a host of critics. Biden called for groups to be stripped of tax exemptions, suggested a host of possible defamation action, and even demanded criminal investigations against any critics of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden laptop. Ladies and gentlemen, we would have never dreamed that that could be taking place in the president and his family and still remain in office. Had that been Donald Trump and one of the Trump boys, ladies and gentlemen, they'd already be impeachment after impeachment after impeachment after impeachment, if I could say that, in perpetuity. And that's the mindset that we have today with the socialist, Marxist, communist that's in office. I'm looking at an article by Victor Davis Hansen. Ukraine war precludes what? He says, the Ukraine mess is daily looking more like the Spanish Civil War of the 1936 and the 39, a meat grinder that took 500,000 lives. That three-year conflict became a savage proxy war and prelude for the end or the beginning of World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said before and may I say again at the risk of redundancy, we're watching the Biden administration feeding the monster that I call World War III. Just committed another $100 billion, just stated when he was in Poland with the Ukrainian president that this is not the end but only the beginning, that we will do whatever we need, whenever we need, however much we need, with whatever military or financial funding that's needed to continue the war in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The war is not just in Ukraine. It's not just about Ukraine. We're watching now China that has now moved into the picture to hold the hands of Russian leader Putin, to continue the war, to continue to support Putin's war, that is the Russian war in Ukraine. It's not just about Ukraine. It looks that way to the average onlooker. But ladies and gentlemen, you've got Iran that's furnishing weapons by way of the drones with missiles attached that's made in Iran going to Russia to be used against the Ukrainians. In exchange, Iran is getting major cost factor breaks on oil and other things from Russia. And we find war still taking place in Syria. We still have U.S. military boots on the streets in Syria. We're watching today Turkey become involved in the whole foray. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, go to Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you'll find that we're on the fast track for the globalization of a war that has been started by Russia. And that's what the Bible says will take place. And here's Joe Biden that's funding it, and it's a proxy war. We are now in war with Russia. We are now in war with China. And it's being carried out on the assumption that it's a war with Russia against Ukraine, and China now helping Russia carry out that war. But ladies and gentlemen, as bad as that sounds, and it is, there are two or three other things that I need to tuck in during the time that we have left on the broadcast. The Fed coin, or the Fed now, financial system is going to be launched in July of this year. And I'm looking at an article that says the Fed's instant payment service, FedNow, set to launch July 2023. Federal Reserve is on track to deliver instant payment service called FedNow between May and July of 2023, the central bank's clearest timeline yet for a new system enabling settlement of all U.S. payments in seconds, not days. The Fed has been testing the system with a limited number of banks and institutions already. By the way, the state of New York has been testing this now since last October. You find with China, when they set up their Ewang system, they started it in 2014. It finally came in full fruition in 2021. Right now, in the nation of China, every dollar that's spent is tracked, traced, and watched. If the Chinese person does not vote right, does not act right, does not talk right, even if that person jaywalks, or if that person is not in the right alignment with the Chinese system, by the press of a button, they don't have any money. We're on the fast track for that, ladies. I don't want to be frightening. I don't want to sound some way macabre in what I say. But ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for the Feds totally controlling your life and my life. They already control it medically speaking. They already control our lives academically speaking. They will then control our lives financially. And if you control the life of a human being financially, academically, and medically, you control that person to be willing to submit and surrender to anything the government says. This article says the Fed system has been tested with a limited number of banks and institutions. Bernard called the financial institution service providers and software companies to adopt the FedNow service now to ensure the system will work smoothly. FedNow, which will enable customers and consumers and businesses to send payments instantly, could offer some of the same benefits as a central bank digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what digital currency is, the Feds have been trying to put crypto coin and all the digital currency out of business. The reason they've been doing that, in case you've wondered, is because they want to introduce the digital financial system in America. It will remove all coinage. It will remove all greenbacks. That you'll have, they'll have total control over your dollars, and the total control over our dollars will determine where we go, what we spend, where we spend it. It's a total 100% surveillance system to control the citizens in America through the Fed coin, through what is now called the Fed Now system, financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, it will deliver fast exchange of dollars being transacted, but it will absolutely be a catastrophe for freedom in America. That telephone number is 831-0916, 831-0916, 831-0917, 831-0917. Here's another article. Feds reveal 120 institutions now testing the Biden's contentious digital money executive order. In 2022, Joe Biden signed an executive order for digital money to be have a death knell to all cash. We know that Biden wants total control over Americans and their money. For instance, back in October 2021, Joe Biden asked Congress to authorize new bank surveillance measures of all Americans via the IRS. The executive order piggybacks of Senator Sherrod Brown's Democrat of Ohio, his new pro-digital dollar draft. This is a blatant attempt to control every issue in your life, including your money. The World Economic Forum, you'll own nothing, and yet you'll be happy. Here's some of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that's been said. Forbes magazine, digital money be the ultimate financial censorship too. It's the Sun News. I'm concerned because there's a lot of language about central bank digital currencies in the executive order, and I think they're dangerous for civil liberties. Another statement by Wired magazine, digital currency issued by a central bank can be used as a tool for government surveillance of citizens' control over their financial transactions. We'll have direct control over the access of the financial lives of every individual. NBC News says, if the cash is electronic, the government can just erase 2% of your money each and every year, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of America, the shredding of our freedoms. And on top of that, let me close with this. Joe Biden, on the 27th of February, just signed through his executive order and a treaty with the United Nations for the World Health Organization to control our lives. Yes, to control our lives. There's already legislation that's been introduced that will somehow, some way try to attack that, to remove that. But Joe Biden, through executive power, has just signed away the freedoms in America. The United Nations, through the World Health Organization, will be able to declare a national health emergency and will be able to surveil every American, be able to force every American to take the death jab, will be able to force every American to lock down at home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is the total destruction of the sovereignty of the United States of America, and it's through the hands of Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we need to pray, seek the face of God, confess our sins, and ask God to heal our land, 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.